Last time on Mystery D8.
The door is opened by a dwarf wearing a coat and tails.
Ho there, travelers! What brings you to my master's keep?
He takes you to the second door on the right there, and
I knock.
Under one of the tables, there's a broken cue stick covered in blood.
Oh, snap, son.
What's going on down there?
Methinks something is wrong in this fair kingdom.
You see scrawled in just a little bit of blood, help me.
Oh, this is incredible, you guys.
Welcome back.
And he says to you, all right, listen here, guys. You're going to have to come with me.
That's the dwarf now? That's what he sounds like?
You can surmise that he might have been disguising his voice before. They lead you down the stairs to a dungeon.
I'm unlocking my cell with the keys I've been given, and I quickly go and I unlock each of the other cells. Let's go upstairs where the danger is.
Okay.
Where the murderers are.
That's right, Gretchen. And so I'm gonna sneak my way up and poke my head out that main door that we came down.
Sure, give me a perception check.
A perception check. So I roll that d20. 17 plus whatever. Plus 2, so 19.
You don't notice anyone.
Uh-oh. Coast looks clear, guys. Anybody else want to take a look, or...
No, I trust you.
That sounds really boring.
Okay, so we step out into the hallway.
We go.
Cool. So you're back in the hallway. You were here before. There's the door to the outside. There's four doors on each, on the east and west walls. And then there's the staircase, which you were, like, just kind of inside.
I don't know about you guys, but I was here to talk to Lord Baltho, and now I just have more questions for the man. I say we head upstairs.
Yes, but what if there's an interesting tableau in one of these rooms? What if we walk in and there's three men and a bear all standing on one giant ball, and we don't know why?
I would like to see that.
And what if, hypothetically, maybe to repay us for our brief interment, we took some kind of payment?
I mean,
that sounds like stealing.
It does sound like stealing, but it won't look like stealing.
Hey, you know what, man? Whatever you want to do is cool. I'll look around these rooms with you, but I can't go past that. Gretchen, you want to at least take a look around the room?
I could use your protection.
Okay.
All right. There could be murderers in there.
There could be.
Farron, which room caught your interest?
All right, so I assume we're... Are we on the south side of this hallway, looking north?
You're on the north side.
Looking south.
Dan, are you drawing a map?
The map's all in my head, and you'll be fine. It's not that complicated.
I guess I would just like to... Let's start on the east wall. So this is the one on our left, right?
Yep.
And just on that first door there, I just want to put my ear against that door and see if I hear anything before I... 16 on the perception check.
You hear nothing.
All right, I'm just going to give that knob a quick turn, and just slowly open that bad boy.
Sure.
If it's open.
This room's exterior walls are all glass, letting light in for the plants that occupy the shelves, tables, and floor in this room.
This is really nice. Gretchen, come look at the sun in here. It's quite lovely.
Oh,
it is indeed quite lovely.
I love these plants. I'm good at herbalism.
Really?
Can I see if there's any useful plants in there?
Yeah, dude. Get to it.
Grab them.
Roll me a nature check.
A nature
Wouldn't it be
check?
Survival?
No, I don't think so. I'm worse at those.
Oh, okay.
I think it's nature.
Like she's definitely rolling a nature check, you guys.
You can definitely
make an argument either way. So go ahead and take nature since you're better at that.
Actually, wait. No, I'm better at survival. I'll get the wrong box.
Damn it, Mary.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah, go ahead and take survival.
12.
Okay, yeah. You recognize some of these plants as kind of just okay flowers. The type of flowers that you wouldn't be able to make like dope potions out of, but... you could probably make potpourri out of them if you dried them.
Oh, okay.
Anything cool in here?
Some good smelling stuff. Nothing super useful.
All right. Well, I don't know if we're going to find the murderer in this garden.
That seems a fair point. But this has been fantastic to see. I'm glad I came here. Let's go ahead and just do the same deal next door up on the wall, on that same wall. So the second door, east side.
Yeah.
Put my ear to that bad boy, and that's a 10 perception check.
A 10? You hear some very soft scuffling.
Okay, I just want to kind of give like a kind of hands up sign to say that like I hear some movement in here, and that I'm just gonna go. All right, I don't know what's in there, but I'm gonna just go open this door because I really want to find out if the two of you could make sure I'm not killed here in this basement. Gosh, would I appreciate it.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
That's all we can do. So I'm just gonna quickly sort of creak open this door and just kind of peek inside stealthily if need.
You peer in. You see this is a room with row after row of shelves stocked with thick tomes. And that soft, the shuffling, the scuffling, you can still hear it, and it sounds like it's coming from a few rows away.
Okay.
Oh, huh. Tomes, eh? Well, Gimbal slides. Hold on now. Gimbal slides into this room. He's looking around at the tomes, and he starts leafing through the volumes, seeing if he recognizes anything that might be, you know, engineering based or something like that.
Yeah, you didn't say you're doing that in a sneaky type of fashion, did you?
I mean, I said he slid into the room, so it's not like he's like stomping in there, but his curiosity has overcome most of his good sense.
Okay. Yeah, you actually recognize some of these volumes as, you know, Gearworks Elementary Edition, Gearworks Secondary Edition. Oh. You know, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, you grew up reading on your papa's knee. And a halfling scuffles around the corner. I keep saying scuffles. I think I mean shuffles, because he's not fighting anyone.
Right.
He shuffles around the corner, and so you see this halfling looking up at you, and he says, "You like my books?"
"Yes, I do like your books. These were some of my favorites growing up on my papa's knee. What is your name, good sir?"
"Marty."
"Marty, my name is Gimbal Greenleaf. I'm here doing some construction on your old castle. And, you know, I ran into this weird locked door downstairs. Couldn't hear anything behind the door. You wouldn't happen to know what's down there, would you, Marty?"
"Mostly just stay with my books."
All right. That's cool. Anybody else got questions for my main man, Marty?"
"Marty, Farron Tailweaver, pleased to meet you. Love the library. One of the finest I've had the pleasure of seeing. Now, do you care for these books? Did you write these books? I'm a man of books myself. Tell me about these books."
"These are my books. I'm the librarian."
"That's great. How long have you been the librarian here?"
Oh, say, a decade or two."
"Amazing. Congratulations. Now, has the master of the keep been in the library recently, or are you mostly to yourself?"
"Oh, old Lord Baltho, I haven't seen him down here in a couple of years. He mostly keeps to himself these days."
And where does he do that?"
"I think he lives up in the Sun Tower. That would be where the Lord of the Home would stay." I'm losing this voice, fuck.
"Fancy.
The Sun Tower?"
"Yeah."
"I love the sun. Hello, I'm Gretchen."
"Hello, do you want to look at some books?"
"Do you have any books about Dol'Ara, the goddess of sunlight and honor? I'm a big fan."
"Oh, over in the religion section, you could read about all types of gods."
"Do you need more books about her? I have extras."
I
hand him one.
"I find it hard to believe you have any books that I don't.
I hand
quite
him one.
I'm the librarian."
Librarians should have more than one copy of some of the books, I think. The really good ones." And I hand him a book. Does he take it?
That is a fair point.
Yeah, he takes it and he kind of looks confused but appreciative.
"Now, Marty, is there by any chance, you know, some maps for our construction work? It's important that we are aware of the load-bearing walls, the decorative walls, the frescoes. Would there be perhaps any blueprints of the keep in this library?"
Yeah, he grabs a stool and shuffles over to a shelf and climbs up, and there's a big scroll, and he pulls down kind of what looks like a top-down map of this area.
"Oh, nice.
That is just perfect. Thank you so much. I'm going to, is it all right if I read this, perhaps at a desk or some such?"
He gestures to a desk with a candle on it.
"Thank you very much. I want to, like, respectfully take it and just let him know that I'm being really careful."
Very nice of you.
"All right, let's check out this hot scroll. Does it say anything about this magic giant room down in the basement?"
"According to this map, the door you went through to the giant room doesn't exist. That's just the wall cuts off.
I would like to point that out to my companions. Yeah.
So I have
this map is full of lies.
So I've of course already seen this and am just in love with it. Secret rooms. There's a mystery afoot. This is so great. Now, what I'm also curious about is just layout-wise. What are we have this library here. We have the greenhouse, presumably the other room. What are the other doors? The two more on this side of the floor, than the four on the other. Just like quick clip notes.
It doesn't label what these rooms' purposes are, but yeah, you can see that there are two more rooms on the east side and the four on the west side.
Any size differences? Some bigger than the others? Anything stand out?
They're more or less uniform.
Okay.
Oh, and it's worth noting that the room that the dwarf took you to initially is also one of these on the east. So you're like actually neighboring to that room right now.
We're adjacent.
Yeah. So you've now been in three of the four east rooms.
Okay, great.
And the fourth east room is the secret room.
No.
No, the
secret room's in the dungeon. This is a different floor.
But I want to ask Marty if, like, there have been any other people through the library over the last, you know, couple weeks, if there's been any sort of, like, ruckus or anything like that that he's been aware of.
Sweet Horse, he comes in here, he reads his fantasy books, and is, he's a sweet boy.
Who's this? Who are we talking about?
Horse, he's the jailer.
Oh, he reads his young adult fantasy.
He does love his books. They're not great, but sometimes Rognab will come through and he'll read some books about weapons and war and magic and such. And then the professor comes down time to time. Sometimes I'll go up to him and make deliveries and retrievals.
The professor, you know, I think we were supposed to talk to the professor, actually. That's one of the guys we were supposed to check in with for construction. You mind maybe showing us the way up to the professor's room there, Marty, me boy?
You know, Marty, if you're busy down here and you have some books to deliver, if you just tell us, maybe we could just take them up for you.
Even better idea.
I'm very strong. I can lift the books.
Yeah, we got basically a human cart. Well, excuse me, half human cart right here. So,
thank you. No I problem. Appreciate that.
It's not no often problem. People see them as half human, and I think that's very big of you.
hey, very big? Is that a joke, pal?
No, of course not. I mean emotionally.
Friends, okay. Please.
One of you roll a persuasion check.
I got it. All right, Mary, if you.
You want me to try it? Okay.
I got +4 for persuasion.
I got a 20.
Oh,
not a nat 20, a 19 plus 1.
That's fine.
That's why I go with Mary.
So the half-orc manages to persuade Marty.
I have very good charisma.
You have +1, you said. No, you don't.
Hey, I'm level 1. I got ways to go.
I mean, really, she's playing a paladin, so she should spec towards charisma.
Yeah.
Yeah, she should.
Yeah, so he waddles over. No, sorry, not waddles. He shuffles. The dwarf waddles.
Scuffles
the halfling
over?
Shuffles.
I'm pretty sure he means scuffles.
That doesn't make any sense. he scuffles over to a shelf with a few big fat books on him, and he picks one up and like is kind of straining to pick it up, and then he just puts it back and points to these books and says,
"Pick them up.
Would you mind?"
No, and I pick them up.
Okay.
While she's picking them up, can I just look at the titles really quick? Would you mind shuffling these around for me? I just want to read I want to judge these books by the front of them for a minute.
You want to judge the books by their covers?
Perhaps.
Yeah, if you could just scuffle those around for us.
I scuffle over.
These books are in a language that you do not know.
Oh,
this is awesome. It's not Elvish or Dwarvish, that's for sure.
Or Common.
Or
Orcish.
Marty, if you have a second, what language are these in?
Oh, I get these confused. Infernal, Abyssal, one of those ones.
Fascinating. Can you speak it, or do you just recognize it?
No, a little.
Could you read me the title of these books, perhaps?
He hangs his head in shame.
Oh, Marty.
Hey, we don't speak it either.
I thought these kind of looked like the Adventures of Lifts Her Tail, but I've never seen that done in Infernal.
hey, let's not crib too much from the Elder Scrolls series here.
Thank you. Could you just maybe point out where we're to go? We'll happily take these books up for you.
He tells you that it's up the stairs, first door on your left.
Great. Thank you so much. And if we may ask, really want to make sure we're not bothering anybody doing that construction work downstairs. What are these rooms on this floor here? We've been taken to the sort of green room, sitting room area next door. We've seen that. Could you tell us the door beyond that and the doors on the opposite side of this hallway?
Yeah, you got your You got the room where the gerblins cook up our grub. You got the room where, you know, you kind of just...
Wait, hold on. Who cooks up your grub?
We have a staff of goblins that do the cooking.
A staff of goblins, you say.
There's some of the cleaning, too.
You'll have to forgive him. He's a bit hard of hearing. Yes, a staff of goblins. That's correct. Uh-huh. We're sorry. It's the construction equipment. Continue, please.
Sure, yeah. Tinnitus and all that. And then on the other side, there's the... kind of like a sitting area, kind of a chill zone, if you will. And then there's the room that the lords take their meals. There's a room where the parties are held. There's dancing. And then there's a room that's meant for reading some of the books you might have. You know, I have all these books, but nowhere to sit by a fire and really enjoy one.
Except for that room.
Well, yeah, that one.
Otherwise, what a cruel irony that would be. Thank you. You have been beyond helpful. I will one day, when I have written the greatest book to ever be written, be sure to give you a copy.
He kind of just shrugs and kind of looks a little flustered.
Yeah, tough crowd. Carry on. Shall we, lady and gentlemen, up the stairs?
Yeah, let's back out of this room. But before we head upstairs, hey, Gretchen, when you were going through that plant room, you didn't have to see anything in there that might... I don't know if introduced to a food create discomfort or displeasure. Not necessarily.
Oh, you mean a poison?
Whoa, hold on. Whoa, hey. I'm not talking about killing anybody. I'm just like a little bit of gastronomic impact is all I'm talking about.
Like a prank.
So
no, I didn't. I didn't see anything like that.
Those flowers you found would not be great GI wise.
Oh, really?
Okay, hey.
Do I tell him? Hang on. Yes.
Yeah, you do. Hey, can you just point them out so I can be sure not to eat them in my travel?
Oh, of course. Since you're my friend, I wouldn't want you to have discomfort. And I go and I point at them.
Okay. Now, as Gretchen is pointing them out, can I kind of stealthily, like, palm some of these ingredients?
I'm going to do a perception check on it, though.
Yeah, give me a stealth versus a perception. Let me know who's higher. And so this is in the other room. Farron, have you followed them in there?
Oh, for sure. I think I know what's up.
I got an 11.
Let's see here. I have to roll.
And note, if you want to, if either of you want to, you have an extra d6 you can add over the next probably round.
Wait, did you give Bardic Inspiration to both of them?
Sure did.
Great. I'm gonna take that Bardic Inspiration because I rolled a 10.
All right, so roll another d6 and add that number to that 10. So D6 is just a normal dice. So
okay.
They call it
plus
D6.
3. Yep. So
13.
13.
Right. Okay, I don't see it.
No, you don't.
Great. So,
but what does happen is some vines that were strewn across the floor begin to move, and they kind of pile themselves up and stack themselves in such a way that they become four. I don't want to say humanoid figures, but four. Figures made of wood and vine and roots that seem at least to be able to ambulate.
Ah, that is.
Those are some plants that could cause some discomfort.
Gretchen, I didn't know you were so funny.
I have very good charisma.
Wow.
I find most charismatic people tend to announce that.
Yeah. She's only plus one. She's working on it.
Well, I mean, Gimbal, unless they're attacking Gimbal, he's content to just let them be.
They attack.
Oh! Well,
so what we're gonna do here is roll initiative. All right. We're gonna have our first combat.
Yay!
Hooray!
Well,
how do I do that?
That'll be a d20 plus initiative.
Oh.
Can I?
See, in this game, you tend to roll a d20.
Can I hang on? Can I propose a name for the podcast? Let's call it d20 every time.
I think maybe that's a decent name for the first chapter. But I think hopefully I will not have to continue to say that.
We'll see. Okay.
Initiative. So 6 plus 2 is 8.
He's right.
See, I'm like taking notes of everyone's initiative, and now two of you start with G because you guys are assholes.
See, it's impossible. It's impossible to not make a fantasy name start with G. I had like three of them that started with G that I threw out. So I was like, they're all G.
My name's Gretchen. I interacted the girl from Mean Girls, so I don't know.
Okay.
7.
7, you said?
Yes.
Farron.
16.
16. All right.
You know what you could do is make one of them a big G and then one of them a little G.
Oh, I'm totally doing that.
Because one's big and one's little. Like
wait,
a cup or cake.
Wait, slow it down. Slow it down. What? One's what?
One's big.
All right, so...
Leave me alone.
Farron, you're up first, and You're facing down four of these. They're called twig blights. I'm just going to call them that.
That makes
you're
sense.
Fighting, see these four twig blights.
Okay. Well, guess I'm going to cast fairy fire. It's a 20-foot cube. Can I get all of them in one cube?
Yes.
All right, so they're going to make a dex save, DC 14. And if they fail, you know fairy fire, but I'll say it for the podcast. Yeah. If they fail, they'll be highlighted in a color light of my choosing. And mechanics-wise, we'll have advantage on attacks against these targets. It's a 1 minute concentration.
Two of them passed and two of them failed. So two of them are wreathed in this...
orange.
This orange light. And two of them, I guess, cartwheel away from light, which seems weird.
Alrighty.
Actually, before we continue this combat, everyone give me a perception check.
Yarp.
Ooh. Oh, that's a one.
That's also a one.
15 and 2 is 17.
There it is, bud. You see that beneath these, where these vines used to be, is a trap door in the floor.
Oh, snap.
What?
But now let's get back into the combat. Somehow, second in the order, with an initiative roll of 8, is Gimble.
All right, so...
not to metagame, you should go for the ones that are shiny.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, you can... Farron can tell him that. Like, he might not recognize the spell, but you could say, hey, you should go on at the shiny one.
Okay.
Go for the orange one.
You got it, bud. So I whip out my rapier, and now what do I do?
So you roll an attack roll. On your sheet, you should have rapier, and then next to rapier...
I do.
It should have plus something. It's probably like 5?
1?
6?
4? 4?
Plus 4? Yeah, so roll a d20 plus 4.
Okay.
And actually, because it's fairy fired, you get advantage on that. Do you remember how that works?
I do. So 11 and 4 is 15.
It is?
Yep.
Is that was your better one?
Yeah.
That hits.
Nice.
So you're going to roll damage.
1d8 plus 2.
That sounds correct.
3 plus 2 is 5.
It is. So you stab this weird lump of wood, and it doesn't like that, but... it's oozing a little bit of, like, if you've ever cut a root open, how it's got just, like, some weird sticky seepage.
Uh-huh.
It's called sap?
Not necessarily.
I know. Herbalism.
I don't know that science has really identified what that fluid is.
Okay.
And it seeps out of this poor little fellow, but he's still alive.
Aw.
We'll have to study that mystery goo at a later date.
Gross.
Yep.
Wow, this show is pornographic.
It's like CSI Miami.
And that takes us to Big G.
Big G, that's me. Hello.
Wait, they all roll. Wait, okay. Their initiative is worse than what everybody else had.
Yeah, I got a 7. I don't know what's going
that's
on.
That's amazing.
They rolled a 4.
Amazing.
So what happened? So the one that Gimble hit is still up.
Yes.
So there's two that are lit up and two that are not. I'm gonna hit the one that Gimble hit. I'm gonna try to. So I'm gonna roll an attack. That's not good.
And you remember you have initiative. Or, sorry, advantage.
I do. Okay, good, because that was terrible.
Because that's what fairy fire does. That's what the orange does.
Okay, that's much better. So, do I add anything to my attack? I hit my attack bonus for the Warhammer of plus 5, so I add that to this, right?
Yes.
So I got a 19.
Nice.
Wait, but my first roll is like a 2. Okay, cool. So I do 1d8 plus 3 bludgeoning damage.
For your hammer?
With the hammer,
Are
yeah.
you swinging it two-handed, or do you have a shield?
Oh,
she has a shield.
I do have a shield.
Okay.
So it's not two-handed.
All right, so you're right. Yeah. It's a d8.
Yes.
If it
good
were
point.
Two-handed, it would be a d10.
I did get an 8, though, so nice. 11.
Yeah, you squash this thing into the ground. Like, it starts out like it's accordioning, but then by the end, it's, like, just mostly a disc of gross wood.
Woo!
Incredibly done.
I killed the thing.
You killed the thing, but the things don't like the killing.
Do they ever?
What?
And they're coming at you, my friend.
Who?
We're all your friends. They have these weird wood claws, and they're swiping at
Big
Gretchen.
G?
Fuck! Why are you the one whose name I can't remember? The real name.
Oh.
I keep wanting to call you like
Gertrude.
Just any other G name. Yeah, like Gertrude Gruntilda, which I think was the final boss of Banjo-Kazooie.
I like her.
They're all coming at you with their claws. So first, you got your AC?
Yes.
Okay. So the first one rolls an 8.
That does not beat it.
Nah.
The second one rolls an 8.
It does not beat it, still.
Third one rolls a 10.
Nope.
Wow. These guys are fucking scrubs.
She's unstoppable.
These are some scrub-ass shrubs. All right. So that takes us back to the top of the order.
Tank. Is that what tanking's like?
Was that only two, was that two attacks or was that three? I was 8, 8, and 10.
That was all three. There was an 8, an 8, and a 10.
That's right.
Yeah, so that was great tanking, and that's exactly what you're supposed to do, but I'm pretty sure everyone's AC is more than 10.
Yes,
I still did a great job.
Great job. Okay, so for this turn, I think I'm going to attack the last lit up guy with my rapier. I also pull out a rapier, and I just want to look at Gimbal and kind of show him my rapier and be like, huh? Ah, we have the same rapier.
And of course, yours is bigger, so.
Wait, I also had a rapier and a dagger, though, for the record. Like, that was my loadout, so.
Bros.
We're such bros. So I have it. I'm going to roll that
twice. You guys
are
very cute.
All right. So, 18.
Yep, that's a hit.
And that's going to be for 4 damage. 4 piercing a damage.
Yeah, you stab it very slightly worse than Kimball stabbed his.
I try not to project that. I'm just going to try not to project it. It was slightly worse.
And so that takes us to the mini-man, the mini-myth, the mini-legend, Gimbal.
Yeah, I mean, he stabs that last lit-up one. So let's see here. Oh, that's not good.
You have advantage.
Oh, I have advantage. Hooray.
Yeah, the best.
It's still not good. So 6 and 4 is 10.
Yeah, you stab it through the exact hole that Farron made, so it doesn't do any damage.
I just threw it.
Okay, so it says I have a sneak attack here. Do I have to add that to a successful hit?
Oh, yeah. You should have done that the last time you hit.
God damn it, I kind of forgot.
God, I'm sorry, bud.
That guy's dead already.
Alright, so, I mean, that's the way it is then.
If it gets back around to your turn, you'll get another shot
Hooray.
At this.
So after he goes right through the same hole I just had, I just go, man, are we in sync. Like, this is crazy.
You guys are fucking losers.
Can I hit it again?
Next up is you, Grunty.
All right, here I go. I'm going for the glowy one. Oh, that went on my keyboard. Okay, I have advantage. That wasn't great. Ooh, that was even worse. Okay, so I got a 9.
Jeez, you guys.
Yeah, you totally just whiff. Like,
all right.
It's as though you're fighting a regular-sized human. So you take a swing at where its head would be if it were a human, which is like 2 feet over the top of it, because it is a tiny plant man.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, well, I guess now they're going to perceive the biggest threat as Farron's. So they're going to come at you.
Oh, well, I'm the biggest hero, so let's do it.
Okay. 22 to hit?
Yeah, that'll hit.
Oh, no.
Let me find my damage die in my big sack. Oh, my kingdom for a d4. There we go. You're hit with a devastating, wait, how does this fucking die work?
What are you looking at?
What did
you
possibly... Point. The top point has a number on it.
No, this, okay, just look at this d4. So this is what I rolled. So does that mean I rolled a 3?
It looks like yours is the bottom instead of the top. It looks like you rolled a bottom.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a 1 on all the sides. Does that mean it's a 1?
I don't know. I don't get how that works. It can't be 1 on all the sides, because the bottom could be any other side. It looked like you rolled a 1. Because what if you...
Okay.
Because what if you rolled it to the other side?
I guess it's whatever the bottom number is. Okay, that's foolish.
Your d4
is broken. That would be... you take 2 piercing damage from its wood claws, and they're going to keep coming at you.
Wait, should I roll concentration each time?
Oh, shit, yes. Roll concentration after this.
It's a DC 10...
Con save.
Con, okay.
What's concentration?
So when he casts, some kinds of spells require concentration, so basically he has to focus on maintaining it. So his fairy fire, if he gets too distracted, will go away.
All right, so that was a 14. That one was a 14.
14. So he manages to maintain the fairy fire through that hit. But
all right, let's do it.
We got a couple more attacks coming your way. Does a 12 hit?
No.
Okay, how about a 7 does not hit?
Certainly not.
All right, so you survive their vicious onslaught of splinters, and now we're back up top to Farron.
Okay, how do I want to play this? You know what? I guess, yeah, I'm just going to swing at the one that's still orange.
Yeah, because we didn't hit it at all.
Well, I hit it, but it's okay. Well, so yeah, I'll hit the orange one again. That is a 12?
Yeah, with a 12, you poke it, but it doesn't pierce through its bark.
must be something wrong with the sword there.
It was a good try.
Thank you.
You guys. And that takes us to Gimble.
So 12 and 4 is 16, baby.
Yeah, 16 hits.
Nice.
All right. So we got 2 and 2 is 4. And let me add that sneak attack, baby.
I like this new baby thing you're trying out.
He does it on the show, on the other podcast sometimes, and it sort of freaks me out.
And I got a 4 there, so does that mean I do an 8 in total?
Yarp.
Yes. Wait, hold on.
Yep, no, he did 4, and then he did 2 and 2, and then
yeah,
he did
4. Yeah. I had to double-check the sneak attack rules in my head, because I forgot that we're not playing with Alan's weirdly built broken character. But, yeah.
I'm going to roll 10d6, and that's my sneak attack, and I get it whether or not anyone is by me.
Yeah. So you... This thing is distracted by being kind of awkwardly poked by Farron.
Sure.
And while it's Bacca's turn, you sneak up behind it and kind of grab it around where its neck would be if it were more of a humanoid and drive your rapier through its back.
Goddamn
right.
And
it kind of withers around your blade and slips off, and it's dead.
I say, my God, I'm incredible.
All right, I pat Gretchen on the knee because the two of us have gotten killed so far.
I say, good job.
And we'll see if you continue to do a good job with the job you're about to do.
Mine?
With it being your turn.
Okay, so now we don't have any fairy fire boys left, right?
Right, no more advantage.
Just those boring guys. Okay, I'm going to attack one of them. That's a 12?
Nope.
No. Okay, I'm going to miss him.
Well, you're very close, and you can feel that, and that feels good.
Yeah, it feels frustrating.
But now that that Gimble's gotten a kill, they've changed their mind again and think that he is the biggest, toughest.
Well, that's preposterous.
Yes, and they're coming at you with a 17 to hit.
Yikes. Oh, of course, yeah.
And that's for 4 piercing damage.
God damn, I'm freaking at half health.
Well, there's one more guy to come at you.
I'm gonna get murdered.
How about a 13? Does a 13 hit?
If it meets, it beats.
It does that. All right. There's a 50-50 shot that is about to put you down.
Oh, my God.
There's rules for this. Being at 0 HP doesn't make you dead immediately.
I'm so scared.
You'll be okay.
Oh, look at that. Only 2 damage.
Oh, I'm limping.
It's very stressful.
But you've survived this round. We're back up top.
All right. I'm going to cast Vicious Mockery. It's a cantrip. I guess it doesn't matter because we haven't hit either one. So whichever one's your favorite. In Vicious Mockery, I'm going to mutter under my breath some insults targeted at the specific stick creature. Call him some dirty firewood and a big old bundle of sticks. And he's going to make a wisdom save. And if they fail, some things happen. So wisdom save from this plant.
Okay.
DC 14.
Oh, wow. 18.
Damn, all right, it passes. Never mind, I guess nothing happens.
That was not expected. What a wise plan.
Sorry, It is not wise, but he rolled well, and these things happen in a game that's largely built on luck.
What?
That takes us to Gimble.
Well, I guess I make a valiant effort of stabbing one of these planty boys.
Do it.
Do it.
All right, here we go. 10 and 14?
Yeah. You aren't taking advantage, correct?
Right, I'm not, no.
Good. Okay, yeah, that's a hit.
All right, so my D, 8 plus 2. 8 plus 2 is...
10.
10. And then I can do my sneak attack again, right?
Yeah.
And so 13 damage.
Yeah, so this one is kind of weird. A rapier isn't so much a slashing implement, it's a stabbing implement, but somehow you still manage to slit this thing's throat.
Wonderful.
I guess just kind of like dragging the needle point across the edge.
Sure.
And it goes down.
Nice. Take him out, big lady.
Wait, how are you doing? How injured are you?
I have 3 health.
Finish the fight.
Okay.
Do damage.
I can do a tiny bit of healing, but I should chop him. Okay.
Punch that mother licker.
I'm gonna try to get him with my warhammer because I'm better at that than I am punching. That's a 20, not a nat 20 again. Asterisk.
Cool.
15 plus 5.
Roll damage.
Cool. Okay. Because that doesn't count as a crit, right? When you like get a 20 by adding stuff.
Right. It's got to be a nat 20.
It has to be a natural.
Because I get cool shit if I get a crit, but yeah.
Yes, you do.
Okay. 1d8. Oh, that's just a 5. That's got a 2.
Yeah, you crack it down the center, and it kind of weebles, wobbles, and then indeed falls down.
Oh, great.
That's fantastic. Well, good job, everyone.
Help me!
Yeah, I'm going to...
Do you want to do it? Because I can do it.
Oh.
It depends, I guess. Do you, you know, hypothetically, if we're talking spell slots.
I don't think I have them.
Do you have a healing pool?
No, you don't have them yet. You have a healing pool.
Then yeah, let's do that. But if need be, I have a useful yeah. spell.
So I just have, all I have at system level 1 is Lay on Hands, which I think yeah. I just cure 5 HP. And can I only do that once? Because I'm only level 1.
Yeah, you can only do that once per day.
Okay, I'm just going to do that now.
Hooray!
Cool, you're up to 7? Or
I'm
8?
I'm at 8.
Alright, sweet. Is that max for you?
That's 1 below my max.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, friend.
That I is... put my hand oh, very man. Gently on Gimbal's head, and I say a prayer to my goddess.
Sweet.
Well, why would you start saying that line without having it pulled up? Don't
I tried to scroll note? To it, and I scrolled past it, and then my computer froze.
You just need a sticky note on your monitor.
Dol'ara. I'll get it as
Dolores.
We go.
Dolores. Your goddess Dolores.
Yes, Gretchen Dolores, taking the world by storm.
Cool.
Super.
The original Golden Girls.
Is there anywhere on my character sheet to like mark off that I did a heal? I don't really see a spot.
I think somewhere on there it should say something about your healing pool being 5. So if it were me, I would say 0 of 5 remaining, and then remember to switch that back after a long rest.
Okay.
Do we get How many XP? Yeah, that's sweet XP.
I'm actually going to do...
Encounter-based
What's the fucking term? Like
you level us up based on like events that happen?
Yeah, I think it's called event-based leveling, actually. Yeah. So I have a time in my head that you will hit level 2.
Sweet.
So don't worry about experience right. points.
Nice.
So I guess now, hey, we defeated those monsters, friends, and look at this trap door they revealed.
This is even more interesting than I could have possibly expected. I am so glad you took those poopy plants.
What?
Oh, hey, nothing. He said nothing. Let's.
There are no poopy plants here. I didn't see any of them.
That I didn't either, and you were showing me a bunch of them, so I would have had an idea.
Yeah, it was weird how those things attacked us for no reason.
No reason at all. Uncool.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's look. Let's look under there.
I knock on the trapdoor.
Don't.
No one answers the door.
All right, well, that's good.
Nobody's there.
Hey. Let's not knock so much. For the next, let's play a game called Don't Knock, and we'll just, the way you play is that you won't knock for the next, I don't know, let's call it, till we get out of this castle.
I was trained to knock.
I saw that, and so that, but now I'm telling you the rules of Don't Knock, which is where you don't knock. And so right now, if we were playing, you'd be losing, but we're not, we're just gonna play starting now, okay?
Okay, I don't want to lose.
Nobody wants to lose. Losing is the worst.
I open the door.
All right, let's do it. What's down there?
Looks like some sort of a secret passageway.
Whoa! Oh my, yes, a secret passage. Oh.
Let's explore this mamma jamma.
Yeah, as you make your way through this dark, narrow passage, you find a corpse with a huge wound in its neck.
Gross!
It's wearing a noble's finery with a key tucked in its breast pocket, and there's a note scrawled on the wall, seemingly in blood.
Can we read it?
Yeah, it's in common. It's just a list. It's like a to-do list. Infiltrate Whitehelm. Unseat Baltho. Find the key. Free it. And the first three of those four to-do items are crossed out.
First three are.
So Lord Baltho's been unseated?
A murder!
Shh! Yes. Yes. This is indeed a murder. I've seen quite a few murders. This reminds me, in fact, of a corpse I saw... not too long ago. Have I told you? You know what? I'll tell you in a second. I want to search. They said there's a key on this guy?
Yeah.
So I want to take that, and can I just search the corpse for maybe some more stuff, if anything?
Yeah, Gretchen, you're cool with this, right? You're not going to, like, get weird?
I need to check for clues.
I mean, I don't think I have a problem with him touching someone who's already dead.
Oh, okay.
That's good. What a relief.
Guess I don't even know you.
I mean, if he was doing a murder, I wouldn't be thrilled. I'm not like I don't worship a god of life or whatever.
Sure. Yeah, his pockets are actually already turned out.
Oh, interesting. Someone has robbed this corpse. How disgusting.
How terrible.
Terrible.
Huh. Jeez.
Does the key, can I do an arcana check on this key or anything like that?
You don't bother, it's not magic.
Alright, it's just a key?
Yeah.
Okay. And how old does this person look like? Is this Lord Baltho, I guess, is my question, or is this just some other random noble?
This guy looks like he's probably in his 20s. It's a human. Looks like he's in his 20s.
Interesting. So much younger than we'd expect the lord of this place to be.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Interesting. So it appears this this castle has been infiltrated in quite an interesting and surprising turn.
This is really great how much you're stroking my ego as a DM that every 30 seconds you're like, this is great and interesting. And I know it's your character who's like stoked for something that's not boring for once, but it still makes me feel good every time you say it.
I'm glad. Very good. And I hope to be supportive. And I just want you to know that if it does go the other way, that's just acting. Like, I understand the effort you're putting in. And if I say it's boring, it's just Baron saying it's boring. It's not Zach saying it's boring.
And it's like, you know, if you say, this adventurer seems kind of derivative of the Adventure Zone, then, like, I know that's fair in talking.
Yeah, if I say, like, this character seems derivative and two-dimensional, like, that's just Baron. Okay?
What? But yeah. Is that targeted? I felt targeted.
Oh, well, it shouldn't have, because, again, it's just Farron.
That feels even more targeted.
Okay.
Binky's working on it.
I'm trying. I'm doing my best. Okay, well, in good news, they haven't freed whatever they're trying to free, unless we want them to free that, which could also be quite exciting.
Who knows?
We don't know. Shall we continue on in the same direction we're going, but perhaps with a bit of caution? If I look at the wound, and this is Zach now, if I look at the wound, is it like distinct in some way, or is it just like a knifey kind of wound?
It looks like a swordy type of wound.
Ooh. All right. So yeah, I think I want to keep going. I don't know how everybody else feels. I just want to keep going this way, maybe a bit cautiously with perception-y checks.
Sure.
As needed.
Should we do perception checks?
I will call for them as I require them.
Okay.
All right. Let's sneak down this young secret passageway.
Yeah, you find a trap door, but like the up kind, not the down kind.
Oh.
Gretchen goes to knock, and then she says, oh, no, and then she doesn't knock on it.
Nice job, Gretchen. Great job. Way to go. We are all proud.
Am I winning the game?
Gimbal stealthily opens the trap door and peeks his head out.
You can see that, like, as you push this up, there's like a rug kind of slumped over it, like someone covered this with a rug. But if you kind of scrabble on out, you can look around and you see this room has a half dozen wing-backed leather chairs all pointed at a fireplace, which is filled only with ashes at the moment. Over the fireplace hang crossed battle axes, and there's a bearskin rug, which you've just unearthed. There's also a simple wooden chest off to the side.
Oh. Well, I'm going to say, hey friends, why don't you stay down there for a sec? I got to look around. Meanwhile, I cross over to the chest and try to peer in there.
Yeah, you open it up. This chest contains two large bottles of liquid. One fluid is dark red and the other is a light brown.
Can I do like a arcana check?
Sure, yeah.
So, let's see. That's the 20 plus my arcana.
Did you just roll a nat 20?
No.
He meant a d20.
Oh, okay.
So, 14 and 3 is 17.
You are reasonably confident that these are not magic.
Okay. Well then, I'll say, hey guys, look what I found. And call them into the room.
You see Gimble. He's holding two large bottles. One fluid is a dark red, the other a light brown.
What are those?
I am not sure, my good friend, but I am reasonably sure that they are not magic.
Well, cool. That's good to know. I just want to pop maybe the dark brown one open. Just give it a sniff. Give it a little sniffy sniff.
So that's you mean the light brown
Sorry,
one?
Sorry, yeah, excuse me.
Or do you
me.
Mean the dark red one?
You're right. No, I mean the light brown one.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and pop that bad boy open. What do you smell?
You smell something. It's a powerful smell. I'm trying to think of a good way to describe this. It's pungent, but not like in a stinky way, just in a harsh way.
That's powerful. It's a powerful smell.
You want to give the other one a little sniff there, Farron?
You know, I honestly want to give that one a drink because it looks so pretty. But you know what? Yeah, no good night's ever started with, I had a salad and went to bed. So I'm just going to give this one a little small sip of this pink one. This dark red one.
The dark red one?
Yeah.
It tastes kind of like how you would imagine fermented grapes might taste.
Ah.
This is a fine vintage. This is great. So this is wine. I'm going to give a sip of that that brown one, the light brown.
And it is brandy.
Ooh. I mean, I could hold on to this, perhaps. This is a fine brandy, sir. Maybe we can share this a little bit later.
Is that... Wait. That seems like stealing. I think
these,
you should leave
Gretchen,
it...
Hold on, Gretchen. These are clues. These are clues, and they need to come with us just for our investigation.
But maybe...
Why don't we just carry them around for a while? Once we're done investigating, we will put them back, and that'll be cool.
So,
Well, I'm unsure I like those battle axes, though, over in
Wait,
the fireplace.
Hey, why don't you take a look at those?
I'm going to go look at the battle axes.
There we go.
While she's doing that, I'm going to ask Gimbal to palm me some of whatever, like, poopy leaves he's got on his person. And I want to crush some up and just put it in this bottle. And I'm going to show him that I'm doing this. And I just be like...
In the wine or the brandy?
In the brandy. And I'm just going to be like, you never know.
I'm down.
Kill somebody.
Are you putting it back as like a trap? Or are you keeping the semi-poisoned brandy on?
I'm keeping it on me.
Okay. And as you observe the battle axes, you notice that they are sharp. And they look rough and tough and mean.
Oh, I like those things.
You know what? They look good on you. I think I can see you having one of those. You know,
but I already have this warhammer.
You do. You do. Are you strong enough to carry them both around?
Am I?
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm not going to do that much with, like, there's all these rules for encumbrance and stuff.
Yeah.
Generally, I'm just going to be like, carry whatever you want, but don't be a dick. Like, don't be like, I'm going to pick up the enormous sack filled with concrete or something like that.
Well... You know, Gretchen, I have to say, I feel like I'm seeing another clue, and if you wanted to have custody of this clue just while we're doing the course of our investigations, I think Farron and I would be okay with that.
Well, also, I don't want the murderer to have an axe.
You would not want the murderer to have an axe.
For
I think
all
that's
the murdering.
Very reasonable. Yeah.
That'd be terrible.
I can only carry one of these, though. I don't have that many boxes on my character
sheet. And you can't use two. You know what I mean? Like, one is enough for everyone.
Yeah. I have to have a shield.
Okay,
all right, I'm going to take an axe.
Yep, great.
All right, we're just going to type that in.
I think an axe is also 1d8 plus 3 one-handed, right? But it's like slicing damage. Is that a
thing? I always get battle axes and great axes confused.
Battle axe has to be the most versatile one-handed. It's got to be.
So it's just the same damage except it's slashing instead of bludgeoning, I guess?
That's what I thought when I read the thing before.
That sounds right. Paul, I actually have a PHB that I can confirm, but that feels right to me. So while we're doing that, I want to move the bearskin rug kind of back over the top of the trapdoor.
That's a good call.
Just in case. And are we back on the floor? Is this one of the rooms, like the reading room that was pointed out to us by the librarian, Marty?
That seems like a reasonable assumption, but you have no way of knowing for sure, I guess, other than...
My assumption.
There is a door. You could go through the door and see if it takes you back to the hall.
So yeah, my gut is that we're going to be on the opposite side of the hallway from where we were before. So yeah, I'm just gonna slowly open that door.
Yeah, so that's totally what happened. It's like you're diagonal from the plants room.
Okay, perfect. So we've found a hidden corpse of a kind. Shall we to the upstairs, gentlemen and lady?
Yeah, let's away upstairs. I think we've put off this meeting with Lord Balthor long enough.
Yes.
So you go up to the top of the stairs and you find the door is locked.
Whatever shall we do? May I try the key that we picked up off this dead guy?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it unlocks the door.
A puzzle!
So yeah, let's be like, well, we don't know if there are going to be more plant monsters or murderers abound, so just be on your guard.
Sure.
And I'm going to slowly give that door open and maybe just take a peek in before we enter, seeing what I can see.
Yeah, it looks, it's like a nice looking carpeted area, and immediately it's like a T-junction. So you can't really see that much ahead of you, you just know you're gonna have to turn left or right.
Okay, well, we've come to a crossroads, and we can't go wrong here, left or right. What's your favorite?
Where did Marty say that the professor was located?
To the left.
Well, you want to go check out the professor?
We have been carrying these books.
That's true.
I've been carrying these books this whole time!
Okay, let's go to the left.
You're very rough, tough, and strong.
Very rough, tough, and strong.
It's not a struggle for you.
All right, let's go to the left.
Yeah, you are doing that.
And yeah, battle axes are versatile. 1d8, 1d10.
Cool. Yeah, perfect. As
you head down the hall to the west, you see two doors across the hall from each other with a pair of middle-aged men playing chess with each other in between, and that they span most of the hall. They look up at you inquisitively.
Ah, gentlemen, good day. We've come with some books for the professor.
And there's a dude wearing, like, he looks a little, like, prince-esque.
He's
draped in purple velvet.
Perfect.
Amazing.
But he's not, like, he's not foppish at all. Well, he's as foppish as your average intellectual, so somewhat to fairly.
Somewhat foppish, yeah.
And he says... Oh, man, I have to come up with another voice. He's going to sound a little bit like me. He says, thank you so much for the delivery give my regards to Marty, and then he says, for your trouble, and he flips a gold piece in your direction, Gretchen, because you handed him the book.
Sweet. I say, thank you.
Professor, my good man, delivering these books was actually just kind of something we got roped into. We are actually here, I don't know if you know this, for the construction down in the basement, and...
You know this is the upstairs, right?
I am aware of that, Professor, my good man. We were trying to do some construction in this one room, and you know, we couldn't quite get access. The door opened, and then we just couldn't walk down the hall. Anything you might know about that, my good dude?
I'm not, like, the architect or anything.
Sure.
I'm a professor.
I'm just asking. You might know about...
You're right. I might know. I don't know. Colonel, do you know? And then this other dude says, know what? About the dungeon? No, I don't know.
Oh.
They seem totally over you guys.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm glad you got the books. I happen to know where Lord Baltho might be. We have some questions about construction for him as well.
Baltho, he would be in the Sun Tower, I assume, any kind of...
You know, I've heard of the Sun Tower. Where is that exactly?
You know, little dude, I think even you might be able to walk down this hallway. Just keep going. There's a door with a sun right on it.
All right. Well, Gimple does not take super kindly to be calling little dude, but he swallows his anger and profusely thanks the two gentlemen, but during his sweeping bow, accidentally knocks over their chess game before proceeding down the hall towards the sunroom.
That's ice cold.
Yeah. So, and then he walks away down towards the sunroom.
Okay. They just start over. They just started a new game of chess.
Yeah.
And yeah, he wasn't lying to you about the... I guess the level of ease. As you continue past the chess game, you find most of the hall is mundane. Painting here, decorative sconce there, and then you get to the end of the hall and you find a door with a sun emblazoned on it.
All right, pals, what do you think? We want to check this biz out?
Well, I love the sun.
Certainly don't want to wait in the hallway. Let's note that apparently Baltho has been unseated according to that bloody hallway list, if that's to be trusted. So let us continue knowing that perhaps this is not Lord Baltho.
Fair dues.
Okay.
All right, let's open this bad boy up. What's up?
Open the door.
Oh, it's locked.
Oh, it's locked.
Wait, I have a thing for this. Let me try. I have a key. Does that work?
It doesn't. It's not, like, you take out your key and you look at the lock and you're like, that's not even close.
It just doesn't even look close.
Yeah.
I got these lock picking tools.
Perhaps, maybe that's better.
Yes, I appreciate the gumption. Let's try to be a bit more subtle, if we can.
The size of the lock is, like, too big for, like, a regular key, like you tried, or your thief's tools.
Okay. Huh.
Is it too big for a battle axe?
I would say probably too small for a battle axe to fit.
All right, so...
Gretchen,
somewhere in between.
Gretchen, we appreciate your enthusiasm, but remember, we're still playing the no-knock game, and we're not knocking even with battle axes.
No, okay.
Okay. You know, here's a weird idea that just came to me. Uh-huh. Maybe those goblins would know where we could find a key.
The goblins?
Anybody want to go check out the old goblin workstation for no reason at all other than doing this investigation?
While that sounds fantastic, perhaps... this is just throwing this out here, maybe those two gentlemen would care for a glass of brandy, and then maybe those two rooms that they were by are something that we could take a peek at. Maybe there's a key in there or on their person. Who knows?
I'm certainly up for giving those guys a taste of the old brandy.
I like brandy. It's very good.
Well, we can find... This is special brandy. We want to give it to the people who are here. Remember, we don't want to steal anything, right? Drinking it would kind of be like stealing it.
But they were mean to you.
Well, I've forgiven them. Right? That's what Dolara would want.
Probably right.
Yeah, okay.
Forgiveness is most honorable.
Yeah. That's me, Gimble the Honorable Gnome.
No.
Alright, well, let me try this out, and worst comes to worst. They might be murderers, so who knows? Alright, so I guess I want to head back down the hallway to the guys playing chess and their chess game up.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, pleasure to see you again. To apologize for my friend, and I think his quite obvious accidental disruption of your...
Why are you gonna blow my spot up like that?
Of your battle of wits. Excuse me, we're talking. just wanted to offer you this brandy. My family, when we're not constructing, brews a fair bit. And this is just some brandy that I travel with to keep the cold at bay for those winter nights. And I just wanted to offer you each a glass, perhaps. as just a sign of no heart.
Give me a deception check versus their insight.
Okay. That is a 24.
Fucking balls. Yeah. They rolled really well, but not 24 well. So the professor still seems kind of pissed off. I think he was winning the game of chess before that ended in a stalemate abruptly. But the colonel's like, oh yeah, and he grabs a couple of tumblers that are just on the table they're playing chess on and holds them out to you.
Oh, you know, we really shouldn't drink on the job, you know, but please, you know what? Your lordship first, you two venerable gentlemen, and please, please, be my guest. Here, I'm just gonna start pouring for them.
Sure. Yeah, and they sip it greedily.
Those bastards. sick. While they're doing that, I wanna just try, I'm just gonna throw some quick intelligence out here. I just wanna try to make a move for one of the guys. I see the board and I understand, and I just want to try to really suavely in a James Bond-esque way.
Make, I guess, a straight up intelligence roll.
Right on. That is a 6.
Yeah, so you make a move for the colonel and he unmakes it immediately and says, that's not how this game works.
Ah, well, we different rules.
Farron, they're playing.
You moved your rook diagonally.
Ah, well, they can go diagonally sometimes.
Are we playing rugby?
No, this is not rugby, no.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I mean, Farron, I know you were kind of plotting out the moves. It seems like we've given these guys their brandy. You want to maybe move on?
Yep, maybe we just play the waiting game here. Yeah, yeah.
I would love to go check out that goblin room.
Well, you know what? All right, who knows what could be in there?
What has become of Lord Baltho? What is Gimbal's deal with goblins? Will those two dudes get weird diarrhea? Find out all this and more on next week's episode of Mystery D8.